The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has released its summary report for the 2014 commercial salmon fishing season. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, continued low king salmon numbers and new management tools were at the heart of this year's fishing.
The total number of sockeye salmon caught by Upper Cook Inlet commercial fishermen was down this year, some 20% less than the 10-year average. But at about $2.25 per pound, some $35 million worth of fish were still harvested. That dip in sheer numbers caught doesn't have anything to do with the run strength of sockeye, but rather the lack of run strength for king salmon.
The Chinook salmon, as everybody, or the king salmon, everybody knows, came back again 2014, pretty small runs.
That's commercial fisheries manager Pat Shields. Under new rules approved by the Board of Fish for this year, restrictions put on in-river fishing for kings had to be reflected in similar restrictions for the commercial fleets.
So when the sport fishery went to a catch-and-release fishery, starting on July 1, the commercial set net fishery started the season with no regular periods and then a maximum number of hours of 36 that could be fished during the year. And the department attempted to use those hours to maximize sockeye harvest and to stay off of kings as much as possible.
That was the big point made during those winter meetings with the Board of Fish way back in February. Let's target the sockeye when they're on the beach and then back off. And while this move was somewhat satisfactory, or at least a step in the right direction for in-river users wanting more kings, the sockeye hunters were worried about over-escapement, letting too many fish back up the river. And those concerns weren't without merit. The Kisilof River saw record or near-record returns on several days throughout July, and widespread use of the Kisilof River Special Harvest Area, better known as the Terminal Fishery, continued this year.
It's an imperfect tool. You can use any analogy you want. You know, that we're taking a crescent wrench to rebuild a motor. But it's really the only tool we have to try to keep the sockeye escapement down in the Kisilof River, and then we use the drift fleet extensively to try to harvest as many sockeye as we can out in the middle of the inlet, and because they're a very minor harvester of king salmon.
The terminal fishery at the mouth of the Kisilof was actually designated for a totally different purpose. Originally, it was only supposed to be used when Kenai River sockeye numbers were down, the thought being that commercial fishers could hit the Kisilof until more reds came in further north. But now, and for the past few years actually, it's being used to let king salmon pass through, though new genetic testing tells us that a few Kenai kings get picked up there too.
You know, you put that all together in your basket of management options and you mix it all up, and it doesn't come out very pretty. But it's really what we have to deal with, this inequality that we have right now, poor king runs and good sockeye runs.
Shields says concerns about overescapement on the Kisilof weren't limited to arguments heard during the Board of Fish meetings. They came pretty much immediately after the season began.
In the Kisilof sockeye run this year, from day one, put us in a box that are between a rock and a hard place that we really didn't want to be. And what I mean by that is there was a large escapement early, from the very beginning. They showed up strongly. So we figured out pretty early in the season that we likely were going to over-escape that system, not because we wanted to, but because of the large run that was coming back early and strong.
And in fact, both the Kenai and the Kisilof River saw sockeye runs exceed their hoped-for return numbers by more than 300,000 fish in the Kenai and about 100,000 in the Kisilof. The late-run Kenai kings hit the lower end of their escapement goal with approximately 16,000 fish coming back. Just 5,300 made it back in the early run, and commercial fishermen also took in about 2,000 king salmon in 2014. The Board of Fish is scheduled to take up Cook Inlet issues again in 2017, but will be lobbied hard to move some of that work ahead this week. There are 9 out-of-cycle proposals for the board to hear about when it meets for a work session later this week in Juneau. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.